Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, this is Bill Hartzer, and this is the Digital Marketing with Bill Hartzer podcast. And speaking today with Ash, and Ash has been, gosh, I've known Ash for probably... at least 10 years from, you know, different search engine marketing conferences and so forth that we've met in person. And it's not too often that you have a chance, you know, especially in the internet industry to, you know, to actually meet people in person and talk with them. I've talked with Ash several times. And this afternoon, I want to kind of... take some time and talk about his new book, the Accidental SEO Manager. But first, welcome Ash. Tell me a little bit about your background and kind of how you got into SEO.
Hi, Bill, and hello to all the audience. I live in Melbourne, Australia, and have lived there for over 40 years. Prior to that, New Zealand, and prior to that, India. So that's where the accent comes from. I got into SEO around the age of 48, and that was completely accidental because I had a good career in major companies. I was with Macromedia at the time, and a series of layoffs, one after the other, in the jobs that I had, made me think, okay, having a senior position is not a good idea. So I decided to become a CRM consultant, and I set up a website which has never operated as a CRM consultant website, because I got it to rank number one for that phrase, CRM consultant, for almost 10 years until Google's algorithms got smarter and realized that I really didn't have much content there about the topic, and there were far better deserving sites. But it did the job for me because a friend in the US recommended me to a private company that's now a NASDAQ-listed company named RingCentral. And I did their SEO, and I thought, okay, I've done that. Let's go back to being a CRM consultant. And they said to me, here's the login to our Google Ads, or Google AdWords as it was known then. I said, look, I'm a CRM consultant. I haven't done this work before. They said, no, it's easy. Just here's the login. Just have a look. So I did, and then they gave me the logins to LookSmart, and there were a handful of other PPC engines back then. This is the early 2000s. And I suddenly realized that the money is good, and there aren't any CRM consulting gigs happening because companies were a bit scared after the dot-com bust and were not buying new systems. So that's really how I started working for myself. And then I got into an agency role. I was the head of an agency with a big domain name company, Bill, that you might have heard of, Melbourne IT, which was the biggest at the time in Australia. And they had an SEO agency as part of their many offerings. I turned that around And well, from a low base, it was nearly going to be shut down, it seems. And I was told that after I'd achieved some phenomenal percentage improvement. And that led to several in-house jobs. So somewhere in the middle of that, I also ran my own SEO training business. I was lucky for a little while to have Ted Uhle, Tedster, known to many senior SEOs, as my business partner. So the two of us had made up a training course, which was fine for the time. Today, I'd be embarrassed to show it to you. But so for a little while, I ran a training business, and then I went back into in-house, and I thought I was retiring last year. Mm-hmm. And a former colleague who had seen some amazing work I'd done for a large bank invited me back into the workforce. So I'm nearly 70 this year and back to full-time, and I love it. So I have no plans to retire. And I felt that I should write a book. So back to you, Bill.
Sure. So, you know, yeah, I mean, I do have some notes, you know, I could call them notes. It's kind of in a book format for some, you know, have had it some for some time. And I know we've spoken a little bit, but, you know, about that. But it's, as you know, it's one of the things, you know, is on my bucket list or to-do list to get that done. But, you know, I have actually I'm looking at my phone. I did get the Kindle edition of the book, and I have it here on my phone. It's called the Accidental SEO Manager, Managing SEO Teams, Agencies, and Websites That Sell. And that's the Kindle edition, and I like the dark mode. So I've had, you know, it's really easy, you know, so far. I mean, it's been a fairly very easy read for me. You know, lots of great content. I'm a dark mode kind of guy, so I like the dark on the white text on the dark screen. Spent an hour, you know, basically about an hour or so reading through the book yesterday. And so let's see. Accidental SEO Manager, Managing SEO Teams, Agencies, and Websites That Sell. In the book, you know, you have a fairly good background section that covers a lot of, you know, what SEO is and what, you know, Google Search Console is and all the different areas. I feel like that's really necessary for a book like this to include that background information. What are your thoughts around, you know, and reasoning for including that? You know, I would call it background information of, you know, information about everything from domain names to, you know, like I said, Google Search Console, and I saw the Google Quality Raters Guide and so forth in there.
The reason for including all those topics is because this is a book for managers. This is mm-hmm. not a how to perform SEO if you're a beginner yep. and you want to start SEO. As you will see, there are perhaps three topics on some pages. You basically get one or two paragraphs per topic. And I felt that was the right size dose for a manager. The whole point of the three books, this is book one of three, is to equip the managers with the right jargon, the right knowledge, so that they can have meaningful conversations with their consultant, with their SEO agency, or with the in-house team. And I felt that because there are hundreds of topics that are included in SEO, I should try and get most of them documented here. And I've tried to exclude some esoteric topics that may not apply to many companies. So this is what I've distilled. I felt that, and I'm talking of corporate SEO managers, I found that most of them had no background in SEO. They had come up through the traditional sales or marketing route, and they suddenly discovered that SEO is part of their responsibilities, and they might have product people under them or UX or content. And then suddenly there is this little one person or two person SEO team. And they'd like to know a little bit about it. They don't want to know everything. They don't want the details. My reasoning for writing these books was these are books that needed to be written and hopefully read by some of these managers, because it's difficult for them to say that, well, this is too technical for me. I want to remind them that SEO can bring in as much as 60% of your online revenue if you're a traditional large company with an online presence. The rest would come from other means, because large companies have a big budget for pay-per-click, PPC. They have budgets for email marketing. Sometimes, like the company I work for, the marketing is everywhere. They sponsor stadiums, sports teams. The brand name is out there on buses, on trams, like we have in Melbourne. So SEO can bring in anywhere from 30 to 60%, some more, some less. So you can't just leave it to some junior person, or you tick the box that says, well, yeah, I've got SEO covered, but you have no idea how well it's covered. And I've noticed that, not necessarily in the companies I work for, but one talks to fellow SEOs at these conferences, you compare notes regularly in person or at little meetups like we had in Toronto yesterday, and we compare notes, and there is some resonance to this book that it really has gone to certain depths that you'll never get, or so far I've not seen anyone else covering. So I talk about squads that we have in a Scrum environment and how they're constituted and how you can have SEO teams, a single person SEO in a large company, how they can best operate, how they can help different silos. So there are many considerations that the accidental SEO manager needs to be aware of. And really, it makes them look good if SEO is performing well, sales rise, conversions rise. They get the kudos. So I hope many accidental managers will read the book.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. So I do think that, you know, it's not only just, you know, managers and even SEOs, because, you know, I find that what's happening is there's, if we're talking just about SEOs in particular, there's a lot of SEO, you know, search marketers or people in the who do digital marketing who tend to specialize in certain things.
Okay, you were frozen there for a second, but you're back.
Sure. Yes. The joys of using internet technology nowadays, sometimes it'll freeze, but we have because of my remote location. So what I have found though is that that there are specialties, you know, even people who are in digital marketing, even if you do SEO, there's, you may actually be working on just a part of SEO. And reading, you know, going through this book, it reminded me that it's, you know, SEO is just not just, you know, maybe optimizing, you know, optimizing something on a page and then you're done. There's so much more involved from linking to, you know, to content, to so many different parts of SEO that essentially make up that whole phrase of, you know, of SEO or search engine optimization, from technical to content to on-page optimization to links and so forth. And, you know, it as I read the book, it was, you know, kind of enlightening to me that, hey, you know, there are several different parts to SEO. It's not just one thing. And you get into things like, you know, different parts of, you know, different algorithms and different parts of algorithms that Google's used over the years and so forth. So I found that there's definitely not only just those basic parts that you've included, but there's also additional, you know, additional information in there that is a good refresher course, if you will, for even the most seasoned SEOs.
So one of the challenges of the last 2 years has been remote workers.
Yep.
Many of us have spent the last year or two working from home, and I'm one of the lucky ones who had the choice of opting to stay at home, as did perhaps half my company. And the remaining people work at the office just one day a week, 2 days at the most. Full-time in our company was only 3 days in the office and two from home. That was the pre-COVID situation. So we're lucky to be in such a company. And so one of the topics I've written about are managing a remote SEO team. I noticed that more and more companies are advertising for remote SEOs. And there are some considerations for largely to do with taxation and obligations such as insurance and health cover and things like that. So what I'm suggesting is, if you really want someone and they live in a different country and they are the best fit for the job, companies need to talk to their HR teams and say, okay, we really need this person. We know that it's going to create a bit of work for you guys and some work for our accounting people or our legal people, but can we do it? And I know some people who have done it because our company, the one I work for, has people overseas working full-time every day. Mm-hmm. They join us. Yeah, so you also need to be aware of time zones. And sure. Something that may surprise some people, because there are some countries, and I'm thinking of India because I came from there and I can relate to those issues, is they might have a sudden week-long vacation for some religious festival. You weren't expecting this one, but suddenly your team says they're shutting down for a week or 2 weeks. So you need to be aware of all those issues, sort them out before you hire someone. The other thing I've noticed is when people have to take leave, and they'll take leave for the cousin of the third cousin twice removed and things like that, and they disappear for a day or two. So yes, some countries pose certain challenges, but if they're the best fit for your company, I suggest you do that.
Yes, I have noticed I work for myself specifically, and you know, I'm remote essentially from a home office 100% of the time, but I do work with a lot of agencies, and I know that even before even before 2020, we had a lot of agencies who were essentially ditching the office and going 100% remote with their employees. And so it is a trend, has been a trend in the digital marketing industries specifically, to have, be 100% remote. And, where we are at a point where there are, companies bringing employees back, there obviously can be issues, even just internet issues. People working at home don't have sometimes, the most reliable internet connections or the fast internet connections that, being in a city, in a major city with a, in an office environment where you'd have a really fast internet connection. I'm able to get 100 meg a second, but you sometimes experience dropouts like we have in this conversation, so it happens. But luckily, as far as scheduling, I think when it comes to SEO is a more of a long-term strategy, where certainly pay-per-click, if you go out, if someone goes away for a week or two or a few days, there's someone needs to be watching the pay-per-click and the Google Ads account and watching the spend and so forth. And whereas SEO is more of a long-term strategy. And I think you got into mentioning that a little bit in your book as well. Can you speak a little bit about the long-term SEO strategy? Versus, you can't just put up a page and expect it to rank within, and bring in all sorts of leads in a few days, even in a few days.
Great. So I recommend.
Yes, So tell me a little bit about the long-term strategy of SEO versus, something that, where we don't have to necessarily, watch SEO every single day, but the long-term SEO strategies.
Okay.
I've moved to a different connection, so hopefully this will be a little bit more stable. It's been on my, we do have some storms out there, and I'm using a satellite internet. So tell me a little bit about that SEO is a long-term strategy. You don't necessarily have to watch it every single day, like, maybe Google Ads, you need to, be consistently watching it and tweaking and especially because you're spending money every day. But when it comes to, SEO is a, I would say a minimum of a 3 month, 6 months, 12 month, several year strategy. Is that correct?
Definitely. I can mostly speak from the large company viewpoint. Where websites have been built over 20 years ago, and then they've been rebuilt many times. Therefore, the content has been out there for a while, and Google may have collected most of it. Now, whether it continues to rank is the challenge for the SEO. So you might find that these days a Google SERP has got just 7, 8, 9, and occasionally 10 results on the first page. Therefore, at the best, 10 companies can be there, and they're competing with non-commercial competitors like Wikipedia, magazine articles. I wouldn't say blogs that much, but unexpected competitors. Therefore, a strategy for a company that is pretty big and has the budget to do the right things could be expensive if they've just taken many wrong decisions in the past, but it might take a few months to move the dial. So I know companies that, for example, need to move their technology from a previous or a out-of-date content management system to something they've been told is better. Now, who tells them is pretty crucial. And whether the SEO is part of that decision is also crucial. And I covered that in the third book, which is still being written, but my advice is please involve the SEO as early as you can and not after you've signed the deal with some platform provider that has managed to sell it to your CEO on the golf course. So if that has happened, what could have been a 6-month strategy might become a 5-year strategy.
And sure.
So the other issue for many companies is content. Do they have in-house content writing capability? Like the company I work for has about 20 full-time journalists in-house. So they they still commission a bit of third-party content from time to time when their staff cannot attend, like an overseas motor car event, because I work for a car-related business. So many of the cars are released in Europe, Japan, North America, and we cannot fly our journals all the time. So this requires a strategy, and luckily we've got a great managing editor who does that. So the SEO doesn't need to get personally involved at that micro level. We just talk regularly every week, and we just know, keep our finger on the pulse, see how they're performing in news or just for their standard reviews and other content. Technical issues also take time. I find that most technical issues in large companies seldom involve the SEO at all. And I'm talking of the initial construction stages rather than the day-to-day business as usual topics. I'm very fortunate that we've got a Scrum structure where I work alongside developers, a Scrum Master, a product manager, and some UX people, QA person. So our team is really nicely constructed and we talk every day. But I'm aware of other companies where the poor SEO is not even part of that conversation. They discover that suddenly a new content has been a content section has been added, and then they discover it after the fact. So sure. Trying to fix such an issue after the fact becomes makes it a longer proposition, and sometimes the SEO just cannot rescue it in a reasonable manner, because it might involve rebuilding that part of the website, and no one's got the appetite for that. They'll just say that we can just throw some PPC ads at it and get around it that way.
So we just have a few more minutes. So I did, like I said, I mentioned that it didn't take me really that long to read through the book, but I got so much information about it. It's called the Accidental SEO Manager, available on Amazon and as you know in hardback, in hard copy, but also just within minutes, I was able to get it and start reading on the Kindle edition, and which worked very well for me specifically. So yeah, so there's a.
I can't get it in focus for some reason.
Yeah,
I don't know why, but anyway, you've shown the cover of it in Kindle. It looks exactly the same definitely. In print. Yeah.
Yeah. So either way, everything I gotta let even as a seasoned technical SEO, it was great for me to get an overview of everything again, and kind of look it into some different areas that. I think I've neglected over the years on certain websites and certain clients, especially, submit some particular areas. So anyway, the book is Accidental SEO Manager, Managing SEO Teams, Agencies, and Websites That Sell. This is the first book of a series of books that are coming out. And what is the plan as far as the additional books in the series? How will they be spread out?
Right. So the history of this book is that it was one manuscript, and I have a good friend who's a former CEO of a couple of NASDAQ listed companies. And his frank comment to me was, no CEO is going to buy your book if it's got SEO on the cover. It's not
sure
appealing enough to a CEO. So I said, well, what language would they like to see? And he said, well, anything that talks of money, and that basically means leads and conversions and sales, lost opportunities, exactly. Untapped opportunities, and so on. So the third book tentatively is called Untapped, and it talks about leaving money at the table, on the table, and how they can empower their SEO managers by including the SEO team at the right level so that they're not the last to find out, giving them the right resources so they can get SEO success because they are not lacking for resources. So that's the third book, but the second book is a little bit more technical. It's for the SEO manager. It's called Talking Points for the SEO Manager. So that's the book that goes into Core Web Vitals and Lighthouse. And there's a lot of jargon in that. I did not want to scare the SEO manager who might be browsing the book at a bookshop. Or online. So I thought, well, it's going to be roughly 100 pages. So it's not as big as this one. The third book will also be around 100 pages. So the three books altogether cover SEO for the managers and the C-suite.
So that's great. So the book is the first book, Accidental SEO Manager, Managing Teams, Agencies, and Websites That Sell. And from Ash Nawawala, and look for it at Amazon and Kindle. It's out available right now. Again, thanks, Ash, for talking and speaking with me this afternoon. I know we've worked through some internet technical issues, but it's been on my end. So thanks again for joining me on the Digital Marketing with Bill Hartzer podcast. And we'll see you next time. And definitely we'll look forward to seeing the next book and talking with you about the next book as soon as it comes out.
Thank you, Bill, and thanks to the audience.